Sydney Swans. Now, when they went into that game last week against Geelong,
yeah,
in Geelong, without Buddy Franklin, without Sam Reed,
Hanbury,
without Daniel Hanbury, everyone was saying, "Oh, well, this is going to be a problem." And they hung in there for the first three quarters, and they just blew them away in the final quarter. It was quite an extraordinary performance by the Sydney Swans.
Yep.
One of their stars that night is someone who's had an amazing career since he came across from the West Coast Eagles, Callum Sinclair. Mm-hmm. He's now the number one ruckman this year, with Sam Naismith having gone down for the year. Last year, he moved up front and was kicking goals and taking marks, so he's a very versatile player. But particularly in the game against Geelong, he was hitting the ball out to the midfielders and really giving the Geelong midfielders a bath. So it was quite a performance. So he's having a good year. He's on the line with us now. Callum, good morning.
G'day, lads. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, buddy.
With that Geelong game, a lot of the teams are looking what you did there in that final quarter. Was that a strategy? Did you see something there that you thought you could exploit? Because you really did it well in that final quarter, didn't you?
It was a bit of an interesting game. I thought the first quarter we controlled them quite well, and the second and third we were just, I'm not too sure, we were just kind of a bit off and couldn't kind of get the ball in our forward line. So look, in the last quarter it just took something special from that playing group, and as you mentioned, we didn't have Buddy or Sam Reed to kick the footy to steady the ship, so we had to just get in our forward line and just hopefully our small boys just lock it in and apply immense pressure. And if you watch the game, you'd see that most of our goals came from pressure, and it wasn't pretty footy. It was just kind of just hanging in there, really.
Callum, was it a bit of a revenge game, one you circled at the start of the year? I know they put the cleaners through you the back end of last year. Was it one year's we're all up to play?
Oh, you know, you probably look at that game last year we played, and, it was extremely disappointing to our playing group, but it's probably more revenge from last week. I thought against Adelaide, we really disappointed ourselves. The footy club, probably one of the worst games we've probably played for a while. So, look, we had to respond from the week before, and there's no better way to respond than probably go to Geelong, which I'll probably see as the toughest road trip in AFL, and also to do it with, you know, three of our best players out of the team. It was something really special.
And how are they tracking those boys? Let's talk, Buddy, the champion, Franklin, might miss one more week. Where are we at with those guys returning?
Well, the medical staff might say that, but if you speak to Bud, I think he'd probably try and put his hand up. But, I'm not too sure. It'll just probably be see how they go this week. If they, knowing Bud and Hannah's, that they'll basically they'll beat the door down to play as soon as possible, but obviously don't want to take any risks with some quality players like them. So, look, I hope we get them back as soon as possible, but we've got to wait and see.
I'm assuming, a bit like last year where you had an extreme case of a lot of injuries and lost all those games, that every time you go in without those players, you get young players come in and they get another game under their belt. So that gives them more experience, gives you more depth, and gives you more to choose from when you've hopefully got a full list at the end of the year.
Like, as you saw probably on the game on Saturday, you know, our winning goals came from, you know, Ben Ronk, who was his first game. Robbie Fox, who's in his second year, has only played a handful of games. Ollie Florent and Will Haywood, who were our first two-round draft picks last year. So, these guys that have, had probably, between, 1 and 15 games of footy, which isn't much, I really stepped up, so it's a really pleasing and positive for the footy club.
Yeah, now you were up front a bit last year, I mean, when Sam Naismith was there, but this year you've had to go into the ruck. What do you prefer? I know you'll play anywhere for the team, but you've got a fair bit of versatility, haven't you?
Yeah, look, it's probably something I pride my game on, being able to play multiple positions right for the team, but look, mate, I don't mind kicking a goal, so I don't mind giving a bit of a celebration to the crowd either. So, look, if I had it my way, mate, I'd be up the front trying to put the ball through the sticks.
Exactly. I mean, you probably would have been there last week, except you were needed in the ruck.
Yeah, exactly right. But, look, like I said, it's another role I enjoy. And it's part of the game, part of how I play it. So, just got to Big John tells me where to go, and I've got to do it.
I'm just having a look at some of the ruckmen. Like, I think about Aaron Sanderlands, who looks like an absolute giant. I mean, you're 201 centimetres, is that right?
Yes.
So he's there. You got Max Gawn. How do you find? I mean, who's the toughest that you find to take on?
I'd probably say Oh, definitely Aaron. I think majority of the ruckmen in the AFL, he makes look pretty small. But yeah, he's definitely the one that's probably that all of us would, if we all got together for a beer, would all probably say Aaron's probably the toughest opponent. So probably just his height, and he's actually quite, believe it or not, he's actually quite quick for his height. So and you know, he provides his midfield his first use, so he's always a challenge. But every ruckman's very, very different. So everyone's got their certain style, and you've got to do your homework every week.
You've had a couple of, I think you played a grand final for West Coast against Hawthorn, where they won, and you're in that that you're in that 2016 team, weren't you? On the SCG mentioned now, but against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, obviously haven't been two great experiences. So look,
but that drives you, doesn't it? Does that drive you when you've got a couple of, you know, you've got it in the back of your mind that you know what it's like on the day, and you've seen the others celebrate.
100%, and obviously it probably it doesn't really matter who's playing. Even last year with Richmond and Adelaide, you just can't feel, you're just extremely jealous just seeing players celebrate like that. And look, it's you know, playing professional sport is bloody tough, and there's a lot more lows and highs. But look, if we can reach that high one day, you know, it'll all be worth it. So but yeah, look, 100% that it drives you every single day to hopefully get that feeling. But but yeah, look, if you look too far ahead, then you're going to get exposed and take your eye off the ball.
All right, well, good luck on Friday. I think Goldstein, is he playing in the ruck on Friday? You see the list there for North Melbourne?
I haven't seen the list yet, but I'd probably assume he's playing, him and Ben Brown.
Okay, well, good luck.
Buddy.
Good luck, mate. There it is, Friday night. Callum Sinclair, Sydney Swans player. You can tell he was up front kicking goals last year and was a revelation.
Yeah.
But he's had to go back into the ruck because Naismith's gone down. He's a terrific player. He can do so much on the field.
It's those team first players are invaluable. And how well did he speak?
Mm.
You know, he was quite engaging. A wonderful guy. I think if Sydney Swans are serious, which they are, they need to win games comfortably. They need to start winning. They need to beat North Melbourne this weekend and really flex their muscle without Buddy and without Hanbury.
But it helps when those kids that he mentioned there. Yeah. It happened last year with all those first six rounds. They had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
But while they were losing, there were kids that were getting experience and were starting to get games under their belt.
And it all comes from the ruck. And you said it off air before, John. He caused all sorts of problems for Geelong, which was wonderful to see. If you're a Swans man, which you used to be, then you're a turncoat and you're GWS. No, so I just thought I'd throw that in. I was gonna say to him that you used to be a member and now you just jump ship. You'll probably jump over and start following the Sharks soon, the way if the Dragons fall off the wagon.
The way that you went from the Tigers to the Sharks. Junior club was the Dragons.
Dragons, yeah.
Then you went to
Too small.
Then you went to the Tigers.
Yeah.
Sure. Then you went to the Sharks.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, you
follow the money.
Yeah, and any club that offers you some money to come and be part of them, an ambassador, you're ready.
Yeah, I'd play in Syria if I had to.
That's what I'm told.